It's time for our Morready Monday morning conversation. We're going to talk about quilts and quilting with the Four Rivers Quilt Guild. Two representatives from the Four Rivers Quilt Guild are here with us this morning. Faye Tamlemere and Sandy Redmond join me for our Monday morning conversation. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, let's talk about quilting in general before we get to my notes here. Quilting, it seems to me, I'm going to start with you here, Faye. It seems like when I hear about quilting, it's usually a group activity. Is that correct?
Usually. It's more fun to have other people with you. And it's usually a great group of women who enjoy each other's company and relax.
And being creative.
Yes, yes.
Now, I was thinking that the reason that you need a group of people to do this, because quilts are usually big, you need some people to hold on to the edges of the quilt and other people to sew it. Is that correct?
not really.
Okay.
To a certain extent, it is.
Okay.
We do have group events where we're tying multiple quilts at one time and relying on each other for support and back support, because it's hard to bend over sometimes and do that. Yeah.
So it is. It takes a group to get some of these bigger quilts done. In other words,
yes.
What kind of equipment is used, generally speaking? And I know that there's some equipment that goes into quilting as well. Now, is this something that you do in your group, or is this something? Tell us about the equipment needed to put a quilt together.
Well, first of all, you need a sewing machine.
Okay, that makes makes sense.
And then. Rulers and cutting mats and rotary cutters.
But these are all hand tools, basically, right? Except for the sewing machine, there's a lot of hand tools. Is there like a big form or a stretching apparatus that these things go on as well?
We do them on tables.
Okay.
That are raised up for tying, and most of our quilts are tied. Some of them we take home and quilt them at home with the sewing machine.
Okay. So let's you just mentioned at least two different kinds of quilts. Is that there are two kinds of quilts, is that right?
Well, a quilt is three layers.
Okay.
The top, which is usually pieced, the batting, and the backing.
Okay. And the quilts that I remember when I was a kid, there was all different. Usually, I think Grandma got some quilts that had different swatches of clothing all sewn together. And that's where the creativity can really come in with this project, right?
Yes,
okay. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Sandy.
One of our members of several years ago, she made an adorable quilt. Her name was Nancy Newman. And she and her daughter, Connie, made a wonderful quilt out of little baby dresses. A coworker of mine had saved dresses from her two girls for 20 years. And so we gave those dresses to Nancy and her daughter, and they fashioned an adorable quilt using swatches from each one of the dresses that the woman had given to me. The creativity that some people exhibit is truly, truly amazing.
Quilts also serve at least two purposes, as far as I know. First of all, I see so many of them that are so beautiful, I would never want to put them into a washing machine after being on a bed for a long time. I would not want to see that done. So quilts are really genuinely pieces of art, but they can also be utilitarian as well. So I guess that's where I'd like to go next with the conversation. When it comes to the Four Rivers Quilt Guild, are you making both kinds of quilts, the utilitarian use or the art, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. It depends on how much time we have to make for the need in the community. But most of them are beautiful.
Yeah. Even the ones that are meant to use every single day, they are still just gorgeous works of art.
Yes.
And so let's talk about the group especially. Now I'm going to get to my notes. I'm going to take you off these notes. That's one thing. When people come in here, I expect to go off the notes a little bit every once in a while, but I try not to ever put you on the spot too much. So let's talk about the group itself, the Four Rivers Quilt Guild. How long has the group been around?
A group of ladies got together and started it in 1995.
Okay.
And they were a small group. They just enjoyed each other's company and making things for the community. donating their time and fabric
and talents, obviously.
Yes. Very talented group.
You mentioned community, that you're involved with the community. How is the Four Rivers Quilt Guild involved with the community?
We do a lot of things for the community. Walker bags for the nursing homes and the rehab center at the hospital.
Oh, bags that attach to the walkers that are decorative in nature and look nice instead of taking a bag from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Special bags made for kids out of kids' fabric. We give them to hospice and the Salvation Army. In those bags for hospice, we make little stuffed animals. We call them critters.
Okay.
And it's just, they're given out to kids of family members that are in hospice so that they have something to cuddle, and 'cause it's not a happy time, usually.
And especially something that, if it's set up ahead of time, whoever is in hospice care can give that to their kids as like a remembrance. I would think that would be kind of nice, too.
Yeah. The staff from hospice usually does the giving. We just
supply it.
Right.
I think they also put in the bag a kind of a scrapbook that the child can use to write down stories or memories that grandma or grandpa might give them while they were visiting. Wow. And then they get to keep that book plus the critter plus the bag.
So working hand in hand with hospice is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else, Faye? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. Just recently, Heidi at the library asked if we could make 60-plus book bags for them for the summer program next year. She had a few, and the kids just love them.
Huh.
And so we're looking at doing that throughout the year to plan for next year. Some other things we make are bags for holding various kinds of catheters for at the nursing homes. Our quilts serve a variety of community needs. When our sister's house started, we gave them 20 twin-size quilts for their beds and a couple double bed quilts.
All handmade.
Yes.
By the ladies in this group.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. How much time does it take to make that many quilts? Quite a while, huh?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Yes.
So it was like an ongoing project. You had a few over there right away for the first folks, and then they just kept on coming until they said, that's enough, we have enough.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We try to keep a stash of quilts ready and available.
Oh.
You know, if the Salvation Army would have a sudden need for multiple quilts, then we would be able to help out with that. And like if there's a fire in the community, people need blankets, and they need things to still keep warm, and we want to be there for that purpose, too.
Wow. Pillowcases, I'm seeing. You mentioned the kids' bags, and so, it's like just about anything that can be sewn. If somebody needs it in the community, you're here for us.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing. Was the goal of this group always to give back to the community like that? That was the purpose of getting this whole thing? It was. Okay.
And we're trying not to be overwhelmed with the number of projects that we do. Salvation Army takes the kids' bags. They've used our pillowcases. And lots of quilts we've given to Salvation Army because they have the connection of where the need is.
Let me ask you this. Where does all the fabric and the thread and the needles and the other equipment, what do you call the insulation between the fabric?
Batting.
Where does all this stuff come from?
That's a good question.
Huh.
The members are so generous. And
all from your own giving hearts.
Yes. Or
we've
been donated. If someone passes, they might donate their parents' or mother's stash, as we call it. But fabric is not cheap, and neither is batting. This past year, we received the Star Foundation grant, mm-hmm. and we use that to buy the batting. So
donations would be greatly appreciated. Once I'll bet you there's a lot of people listening right now that had no idea about what y'all do, that you're even here, or how you help this community. Sandy?
The donations that we accept, however, we hate to be picky, but we really can use only 100% cotton.
Okay.
No polyester. And the fabric needs to be clean and without any smoke or mildew odor to it. Fabric that's been stored in Grandma's attic for 50 years probably doesn't. And we have not figured out a way to get the mildew smell out of fabric. Okay. We've tried many times. But we want a nice fabric in good condition.
So people that may have it, if they have no need for it, they can contact somebody and you can figure out if it would be usable or not.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Other than that, how about monetary support? You're writing checks out of your own pockets to make this stuff happen. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We do donate a lot of items just from what we have or what we each can spare. Our dues are $20 a year, and our regular income is only from our membership dues.
Okay.
This year we have about 30 members currently, so we're actually pretty well off this year.
So what's the average size? Is there such a thing as an average size quilt?
No.
Okay.
There's baby, lap, twin, double, queen, and king size.
Okay, so let's talk about a queen size quilt that'll cover a queen size bed. What, just the batting alone, what, how much cost is in the batting alone for a queen size quilt? I'm just trying to do some numbers in my head here, rarely ends well. So just
right. It could range anywhere, depending on the type of batting, anywhere from $25 to $45, $50.
Okay, then you need the fabric for the outside and all the threads and the needles, okay. and other implements to put it all together, not to mention the time. How long does it take for the guild? I'm assuming you're all going to work on one quilt at a time, right?
For tying,
okay.
yes.
And then, so how long does it take to put together a queen-size quilt?
Most of us put together the quilt tops at home,
okay.
on our own time. So it's probably a good 40 hours to make a queen top.
Wow. Wow, that
yes.
is a... That's
depending
a
on how creative you are,
okay.
or smaller the pieces are. And
sure, the more detail work, I would assume, takes
yes.
a little bit more time, but generally speaking, about 40 hours per quilt.
I would say.
Man.
I would say that's a pretty good estimate.
Boy, that's a full work week. As far as other community support, are you always open for more members, first of all?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've just got 3 new members within the last 3 months, and they heard about us. At the quilt shop, we have little cards that discuss when we meet, where we meet.
Okay, so we're trying to get the word out a little bit more, too. So what are some ways that folks in the community, beyond joining the group themselves, if they want to do that, we'll let them know how to do that. But as far as any other needs that your group has, you support the community. How else can we support you? Write a check?
Write a check, yes.
Okay.
Four Rivers Quilt Guild. We've been getting mail either in our personal mail or at they can send it to Grace Lutheran Church,
okay.
in care of Four Rivers Quilt Guild. And
okay.
they're so good at giving us whatever mail we get from there.
Is there a regular meeting time that y'all meet?
Yes, we meet the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay, every month?
Yes.
At Grace?
Except for December.
But not, well,
and
yeah.
And November, because of Thanksgiving, we don't meet the fourth month.
Okay. So the second and fourth Wednesday of every month except for November and December.
Right.
Okay.
And we meet at Grace Lutheran Church at 9 a.m. in the basement, or Rife Hall.
Okay. And so if anybody just wanted to show up and say, you know what, I heard about you on the radio, I'm here to learn a little bit more, and by the way, I just might write you a check while I'm here too.
You bet.
Okay.
Yes.
And How many ladies are at a typical get-together, a meeting?
We have a lot of snowbirds.
Okay.
But usually 15 to 20 at least.
And you probably rotate bringing donuts and coffee and tea and all that kind of stuff, right?
Sometimes.
Are you telling me somebody is always in charge of that?
No.
Or sometimes people forget.
We usually bring our own.
That's a good idea for somebody to do that.
Yeah, we could have a coffee and donut committee.
There you go. Whoever pricks their finger the most with the needle supplies donuts next month.
There you go.
Something like that. You can work something like that out.
Whoever uses the ripper first bring it.
The seam ripper. Okay, I don't know what that is, but it sounds fun. Faye Tam Lemire and Sandy Redmond, my guests here this morning from the Four Rivers Quilt Guild. We're learning a lot about quilts here this morning and what they do for this community. Besides sewing, do you guys get together and do anything else for the community? That's one of the things on my list, so that must be something else that you do besides getting together and sew for our community.
We have a lot of fun. We have a quilt retreat twice a year, and we found a wonderful place in Chippewa Falls that we go to. It takes 18 ladies, so anywhere from 13 to 18 of us drive over there and spend 3 nights and 4 days and sew and laugh and giggle and
have a good time.
Yes.
And Liney's Lodge is right there. That probably helps too a little bit.
Well,
we don't have to go into those details. And always looking for more people to join you.
Yes, definitely. I tell people that if you can tie a knot, you're ready to go to be a member.
So besides the obvious sewing part, what's a typical meeting look like with the group?
Well, we do our business as far as what our needs are, what the community's needs are, how many quilts, walker bags we've handed out. We have demonstrations of different techniques. People volunteer for that, or a tool. Sometimes we have a class either given by a member, or we've had different quilt shops come and give a class. We've done baby panel projects where we're divided into groups to put borders on a panel and finish them, and then they're donated also. We're just finishing up a mystery quilt project. We got the last clue this past week, and so it's kind of exciting to see what they're all going to look like using the same pattern, but everybody has different colors in their fabric. And we discuss the needs of the community. That's the second Wednesday of the month. On the fourth Wednesday of the month is our work day. And we assemble and tie quilts. We might be sewing, stuffing critters or our stuffed animals, and sewing different bags also and cutting them.
I got to ask before we run out of time here this morning, is there a certain quilt or quilts that are unique in the way they were put together or the design that really stand out to you? Has anybody ever come to you with a weird request, anything like that that stands out to you over the years?
Not in the quilt guild, but my cousin asked me to make a memory quilt after her husband passed using all of his shirts.
You're reading my mind here because it was recently suggested to me that a memory quilt is going to be made in my honor someday with all the shirts that I have stains on the front of one kind or another. I spill on my shirts all the time, and my wife says, you know what, I'm going to collect all those, we're going to cut those out, make a quilt out of them someday.
There you go.
So there, you never, creativity knows no bounds when it comes to quilts, I guess here, but you're going to probably want to do something other than that. But the sky's the limit, creativity and your imagination's the limit when it comes to this, isn't it?
Right. When my daughter graduated from high school, I had saved the little dress that she wore coming home from the hospital, her basketball uniforms, her whatever clothes, and made her a quilt out of all of those things from birth to graduating from high school. And her comment was, "Mom, I can't believe you cut up my dresses."
Oh, gee whiz. And she must have done it through tears, because if somebody would do that to me, it would probably move me to tears, because the thought and behind that is just massive, massive. Yes. Boy, what a cool thing.
Yes. In recent years, one of the big things that people have gotten into is T-shirt quilts. So you save T-shirt, you have your grandkids save their T-shirts, and when they graduate from high school, you can cut sections of the shirts out and make quilts out of them.
And
they
the kid,
really enjoy those.
The high school kid at the time might not appreciate it at the time, but there's going to be a day when that kid's going to look back and say, "Oh my gosh, this is probably the best gift I've ever got."
Definitely.
You know what? I never thought we'd fill almost a half hour talking about quilts. I was actually a little bit nervous about this morning, but you ladies have been fantastic. I've learned a little something. We had a little fun here. And so now the important part, how can people take part and join you in the Four Rivers Quilt Guild?
Well, they can contact Faye. Her number is 715-493-4756. Or they can call myself, Sandy Redmond, 715-966-5890.
Okay. Or just show up the second or fourth Wednesday at Grace Lutheran Church, 9 o'clock in the morning in the basement.
That works, too.
You know what? I had a nice time talking to both of you, and I hope we got the word out a little bit more. I had no idea that you were doing so much for our community in times of need, and so thank you for that. And God bless. Boy, this is just fantastic. I really appreciated this conversation this morning for both of you.
Thank you.
It's been good for us, too. So. Yes. If there's a need, call us.
Absolutely. Again, you can contact Faye, 493-4756. Call Sandy, 966-5890. It's the Four Rivers Quilt Guild, my guest this morning on the Already Monday Morning Conversation.